From South Carolina Public Radio, this is Walter Edgar's Journal. I'm Walter Edgar, welcoming you to our podcast about South Carolina culture and history, with a nod to all things Southern. This week, I'll be talking with documentary filmmaker Ken Burns about the American Revolution. Focusing on the routing of the British and their allies by revolutionary partisans during Cornwallis's Southern campaign.
Ken will also tell us a bit about his upcoming PBS documentary, The American Revolution. This six-part, 12-hour documentary series explores the country's founding struggle and its eight-year war for independence.
This much-anticipated series will premiere on Sunday, November 16th, and will air for six consecutive nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on PBS and SCETV. The full series will be available to stream beginning Sunday, November 16th at pbs.org and on the PBS app.
Ken, when you were going to Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan, how much history of the American Revolution did you get?
About as little as you could possibly imagine. I remember more a history I took in Russian history, class I took in Russian history, because the professor or the teacher, Randy Peacock, was so dramatic, and he was doing a course from the serfs, the freeing of the serfs in 61 to the Russian Revolution. But he said, first day I'm going to tell you how Rasputin died. And even the people in the back of the room who normally spent their time drawing pictures of horses' head were up and eyes agape. But I had a good American history teacher. I remember her. She did a good job, and I'd always loved history. So I can't say exactly when something was absorbed and wasn't.
Typical of textbooks that were published after World War II in this country, usually started off at Lexington and Concord. Bunker Hill always got in there. Then Saratoga, Yorktown.
Period.
The war's over.
Yeah, the war's over. And that's it. And I had that complaint when I was working on my Civil War film, which is that whenever I spoke to anyone and you said you were interested in the battles and what actually happened, the sequence of the battles.
Live from South Carolina Public Radio, welcome to Walter Edgar's Journal, the 25th anniversary special. I'm your host, Sean Birch. Thank you for joining us for this celebration of the past quarter century of interviews, lively conversations, and of course, all things Southern on Walter Edgar's Journal. Over the years, the show has featured authors, historians, newsmakers, and so many other Southerners from all different walks of life. And it continues to spotlight stories, insights, and perspectives that bring us even closer to this region that we call home. This hour, we are discussing the magic of Walter Edgar's Journal, looking back on some of our favorite interviews and taking a peek behind the scenes of the show. And joining me in the studio is historian and educator and host and the man who literally wrote the book on South Carolina, Dr. Walter Edgar. Walter, it's good to see you.
Sean, thank you, and I appreciate you putting this together. The biggest surprise that I had was seeing the Scene magazine come out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know anything about that. And some of our neighbors got their Scene before we did.
And they were asking you about it.
That was a great photograph. And my wife would say, what photograph? We haven't. It took 2 days to catch up. But no, that was much appreciated, particularly some of the background photographs. There was one with Mary Alice Monroe that Alfred helped me identify from the shows over the years.
It really was wonderful to take that look back visually, and it's going to be great talking about the show this hour. And you mentioned Alfred. We do have Alfred Turner here in the studio with us, longtime producer of Walter Edgar's Journal, and now a co-host of the podcast version. How are you, Alfred?
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
It is going to be a great conversation, and we do want to hear from you this hour. What are your favorite moments from the past 25 years of Walter Edgar's Journal? Do you have any questions that you've always wanted to ask Walter and Alfred? Send us an email to wej@scpublicradio.org. That's wej@scpublicradio.org. Or you can leave a comment on the live streaming video of this program. It's happening right now at YouTube and Facebook.